Hey, everybody, welcome back into another episode of Husker Women's Wednesday, powered by Emeritus. And what a guest we have for you today. If you've watched any Husker softball to start off the season, you've heard the name. In fact, you've probably heard it whether you've watched a game or not. Alexis Jensen has taken the college softball world by storm here to start the season. The freshman out of Gretna. How's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
Well, what a start to a freshman season. How would you describe this first couple of weeks to your freshman season?
It's been a bit of a roller coaster, you know, but it's been a really fun roller coaster, like, especially with the team. They just appreciate everything that everyone puts into, and I just love it.
Why a roller coaster?
Well, you know, when you're in the tournaments, you got the ups, and when you get back to school, you're in the downs, kind of.
So when you're playing and you're having fun, and when you're in the school part of it, it's not as fun?
Well, yeah. I mean, school's fun. School's fun. Stay in school.
That's so funny. It's so funny. Well, man, just for being thrown to the fire, talk about, you know, you got the ball to start the season. What made you ready to be able to just come out of the gate and be able to have the ball first and have some of these challenges that you have been challenged with here to start the season?
Well, I always just love being thrown straight into it. And, you know, Jordy's been a great help. She just told me to be myself, go out there, have fun. And, you know, all those seniors backing me up, they're always having my back every single pitch. And it's just, I love the fire, honestly.
How much do you feel like you've grown just in the first two weekends of playing college softball?
Well, just like about everything, you grow every single week. And I feel like from the first week to the second week, you know, I gave up 5 home runs my first weekend to now 2. And I feel like every single weekend you just improve and you just learn from your mistakes and just keep growing every single week.
So you guys, back-to-back weeks, take down the number one team in the nation. Let's go back to last weekend, and you guys are facing Nyjeri Kennedy. If you're a college softball fan, you've heard that name, one of the best pitchers in the game. What was it like facing off against her and knowing the buildup into that game? What was that like for you?
I was honestly super excited because as a team, we were just playing free. We were being ourselves, and we were having fun out there. And then it just kind of worked out our way, like always, because we stuck with it. We had fun. We were ourselves. We didn't get nervous when we got behind. We were like, oh, we still got this. Let's do it, you know?
So how did it feel when Jordy comes in and is absolutely dealing and closes the door for you?
It's so fun to watch. Like, growing up watching her, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, she's so good. I love watching her. And then just pitching the first 4 and then just getting to watch her do her thing, it's like a huge honor to start the game and then just watch her do what she does best.
There is this awesome video. You squeezed her hard. Do you remember that moment? How did you feel when the game was over and you ran up to her?
I tend to get a little too excited, too much. I've been told plenty of times I get a little aggressive at the end because I just get so excited. But it's just joy, like pure joy, just doing what we love. And, you know, I did squeeze her a little too hard, and I'll be honest. But, you know, I was just so happy that we got to do our thing together, and I loved it.
What did you guys – it's a long season. You guys have way bigger goals and expectations than just that one weekend. But what did you guys take away and you personally take away from that game?
That whatever, like, as a team, we can do it. Like, nobody can tell us what we can't do. We can do it. We just got to attack. We got to be ourselves. We can't let a little setback get in our way. We got to go over that speed bump. We got to come back fighting. You know, we just have fun.
Okay, so a lot was made between the first and second weekend of you throwing balls. you're laughing.
Yeah.
Was that hard for you to just kind of, you know, maybe you're so used to throwing strikes and attacking the strike zone. How big of an adjustment was that for you to realize, hey, I can attack hitters in a different way?
It was humongous, especially because it just – it's natural for me just want to go attack that zone. But then when you realize once you expand that zone, people will chase. It's like, okay, now there's a different avenue to get people out to help the team right now. So I might as well keep working at it.
Was it just so just hard for you to throw one outside the first few times? Just, oh gosh, I do not want to throw a ball right now.
It was, but then, you know, once you get used to it, it's like, okay, now I can do it. But then again, you have to go back to attacking the zone every once in a while.
You know, you talk about Jordy. What has she been like for you throughout this process, working with her? And you talk about watching her before you get here, but when you join her, what has she been like working with you?
She's been so awesome. Like, there's times she's just my biggest supporter in the bullpen. I just love working with her so much. And she appreciate, like, she loves working with me every day. And I love working with her because we get to goof off a little bit sometimes. Not all the time, but. And it's just so fun playing with somebody who's experienced everything and then is willing to give back to people.
What are some of the things she's already instilled in you and taught you just being her teammate?
Love of the game. Never let the love of the game disappear and just have fun doing your thing. Never let someone hold you back. Just be yourself.
What does it do for you too? It's one thing to have a mentor that's in the dugout, but what does it do for you when you're pitching, seeing her over there at first base?
It's kind of like a calming effect because mm-hmm. she's over here. Like, I know she has my back and she knows that I'm ready to give it all, my all for the team. And she's giving her all for the team from first base. And she's cheering me on. I'm like, okay, now we do it. Let's go. Come on.
So what was it like the first time you met her, or I guess were on the field with her after you were watching her? You talk about watching her from afar, and then you join her as a teammate. What was that first moment like?
It was kind of surreal, but at the same time, it was like, kind of just clicked right away, like, oh, we got something special brewing up here.
When you, this lineup, right, mm-hmm. and you, how comforting, how confident does that make you, knowing the bats that you have supporting you, that you're going to have some support in that way when you go to the circle?
It's really comforting, especially because you know we're going to get runs, like, every once in a while, you're going to give up a run. Like, that's given. But it's just coming back and attacking because you're like, I know the bats are going to work, so let me just keep being me and then let the bats work out for themselves. Kind of just like helping each other.
You were so good coming into it. I mean, you had a lot of expectations coming in. But in what ways did this Nebraska lineup prepare you for the start of college season, being that there is so much firepower that you've had to face every day in practice and throughout the fall?
It was really good, especially because coming in, this lineup was stacked. So when I came to practice, it was like, you got to work on attacking the outside of the zone. You got to work on hitting your spots. And like every single time you missed, it got punished. So you're like, they're making me better. I'm making them better. It's going to be a fun season.
So did you have to pitch to Jordy? What was it like pitching to Jordy?
First at bat against her, I was a little nervous. But then, you know, I keep working at it. I almost got her out a few times, but, you know.
Who's the toughest out in this Nebraska lineup?
Oh,
for
on.
You.
Everybody.
You're not gonna get
No.
Okay.
They're all hard outs.
All right. Well, let's talk about your journey here. First of all, when did you get into softball? When did you fall in love with softball?
I can't remember the exact age, but it was T-ball, and I was playing with a bunch of boys, and I was kind of like the little kid boy thing, you know, and then I just fell in love with how fun and team, like, it's a team game. Like, you get to be with people that you love every single day. So I'm like, okay, I like this. Like, we're on the field together and we're with each other every single weekend. I love it. And, like, that was probably when I was 8, back when they had the snacks, you know, with the orange and then the Capri Sun.
I love it. What was the best snack?
oh, definitely an orange. And then you stick it and you smile and you go,
I love it. So then pitching. Mm-hmm. Why did you fall in love with being in the circle?
I just loved getting the ball every single pitch because I did play first. I did love first. But at the same time, when you were pitching, like, you had a little competition going on between you and the batter. And it's kind of just a competition within a competition. And it was, I found it just really fun to do.
How, at what point did you realize, okay, I am pretty good at this and I could maybe do this for a while?
Oh, that's a trick question. Probably when I was 12.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I kind of like pitching. Like, I'm getting people out. All right, here we go.
And then when did you, I guess, realize I can't just plow through people? I have to develop different pitches.
I think that was 12 too, because once you realize a fastball is not going to strike everybody out, you got to get a changeup going. It kind of just made it like a little game of cat and mouse, like the mouse trying to get the, or no, the cat's trying to get the mouse, and then the mouse is trying to escape the cat, and it's like fun.
So then what's the process like of developing different pitches?
So as my pitching coach, Darren, used to say, once you establish that fastball, once you master the fastball, move on to the changeup, because the change of speeds is most important. And then you get the ball out of the zone, so rise ball for me. And then you get the chase pitches, which would be a curveball or a drop ball. It's kind of just like mastering every pitch as you go along and just improving every single day on it.
Are you someone that just is... have been in love with the process from the start? Like, do you just like that challenge of mastering those different kind of steps?
Yeah, I love the challenge because, I mean, every single day you have a challenge to face. So I love just facing every challenge. I'm like, all right, here we go. Put our boxing gloves on, let's go to war, you know?
Okay, so then take me through your recruiting process then. Why did you end up choosing Nebraska and feeling like this was the place for you?
Well, I just loved, so when I came here for my official, I was like, oh, I love this place. Like, they got great facility, great school, great everything. I'm like, all right, I already know where I want to go. Like, I didn't have to look anywhere else. I'm like, Nebraska it is. That's basically all my recruiting process was.
How special is it that you came with two of your teammates from high school?
It was amazing. Especially, like, I just love, like, I loved everyone on my high school team, don't get me wrong, but just playing with two people that I loved also, like, we called ourselves the line, because it was catcher, pitcher, shortstop. It was like, we're the line, like, throwdowns started with me and ended with Scarlett.
Oh, that's awesome. In high school, you guys were able to win Gretna their first Class A state title. Mm-hmm. What was that moment like? What did that mean to you to be able to win the high school's first state title?
Oh, that was so awesome. I love that day. Was amazing. It kind of felt surreal, though, because it was like, that day just was a blur, honestly, now that you think about it. Because I'm like, I don't remember how much had happened that day. I just remembered winning the state championship. That's all I remembered.
Everybody talks about your pitching, but you're pretty big at the plate, right? You had the go-ahead run, the walk-off, right? Do you remember being in the box and that moment?
I just remembered after I hit that ball, I think I blinked or I did something because my eyes were closed. And next thing you know, the ball's over the fence. I'm like, all right, now I got to throw my bat. So I just started running. And I'm like screaming my head off. And I'm like, I just loved it just because got to be with my teammates. Just had so much fun out there.
So you talk about loving Gretna and the growing up and, you know, being around that program. Mm-hmm. It had to mean a lot to you to be able to provide that school that title.
It was, especially just growing up and watching them. It was such an honor to wear the jersey every day.
I also think it's really cool, too, that there's so many players from the state of Nebraska that are on this team. And it has been for the last few years. What does it mean to join so many players from this state on this team?
It just feels like an honor to wear the N because you're like, oh, I grew up my whole life seeing this N. And I'm like, Well, now I get to wear the N and feels like special just playing every single day for this team. Like, it's an honor and a privilege to play for the state of Nebraska with the team that we have and how much joy we bring.
You were recruited for a while. Obviously, you're right up the road. So then you committed, you signed. How did it feel when you officially got here and, you know, you joined the team for the first time and were able to finally get here and be on the field there at Boland Stadium?
It was, like, surreal. I had to take a little lap around, like, oh, my goodness, I'm really here. Like, oh, my gosh. I'm, like, fangirling over in the corner. I'm like, whoo.
You know, they said you fit right in right away. Why do you feel like you were able to kind of get right in?
I feel like it's the girls. They just immediately accepted me for me. They were, oh, yeah, you want to come hang out? I'm like, of course I do. And they were always there to help you or support you in any way that you needed. And if you needed anything, like, felt like you could just go ask them right away and not a second question asked. They'd just be like, all right, got you. And it just kind of was awesome.
They allow you to be you.
Exactly. That's all you can really hope for, honestly.
Yeah, that's awesome, especially as a freshman, because mm-hmm. it can be probably pretty intimidating to join the kind of lineup and team that's already in place mm-hmm. here at Nebraska.
Just a little bit.
Hey, I was stalking your social media a little bit.
Oh, no.
You're into CrossFit.
I am.
Tell us about that.
I just love, it sounds weird, but it was kind of like team workouts. Because sometimes you'd have workouts where it's two people and it's like a competition to beat the other teams. And I just love, because it's like a mental switch. It's not a physical thing, it's a mental. Because you can get down in a workout, but you still have to keep going because you got 10 minutes left. It's like you turn that mental switch where you have to stay locked into every single workout, and it kind of translated to softball. Because you realize how mental, like, CrossFit actually is. Like, yes, you're rowing 1,000 meters, but you still have to be locked in even when your legs are like, oh, stop, stop. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you have to lock in, just like when you're playing softball and it's third game of the day and you're like, but it's just you got to stay locked in upstairs, which really helped at CrossFit.
Wow, that's fascinating. It's and you go back to that word competitive, mm-hmm. which I think a lot of people would describe you. where does that competitiveness come from? Have you always been mm-hmm. wired that way?
Yeah, I have. Especially when we played when I was a kid, we played football on this little patch over by my neighbor's house, and sometimes we'd tackle each other when it was snowing out, and it just kind of like, I never liked to lose to boys. I was wired that way, so I'd always be going hard at the ball. And I just loved competing because you got to do something you love and you got to have fun and compete and deal with people you love.
I think people relate to your passion, too, and you not being afraid to show that. Mm-hmm. Has that always been something, too, that you kind of wear it on your sleeve a little bit when you're competing?
Yes, I love being myself out there, and I'm not afraid if people don't necessarily agree with how I am being myself. But, you know, you're not always going to have supporters. Like, you're going to have haters. You just got to do you and just have fun being you. Because nobody else is you, so be you and just have fun being you.
I think that's such an important message for young girls growing mm-hmm. up in sports, because and that seems to be a theme for this softball team mm-hmm. is to have fun, and that's a big part yep. of what you love about this game is kind of being yeah. able to enjoy it and show why you enjoy it.
Yeah, have fun going out there every day, because you're not going to always have it, so you just got to appreciate while you have it. You got to be yourself while you're doing it.
I have a feeling it'd be really hard for you to suppress that.
It would. Yeah, I tried it a few times. Didn't work out too well.
What happened?
It was not a good day.
Not a good day.
No.
Hey, you're also a rising social media star. You're working on your TikTok game.
I am working on it.
You also, you're documenting your tan
line?
Your,
yeah.
headband tan line.
I think a lot of people would be jealous about it. You know, it's pretty good. It's getting going, you know?
Which is why you got the cap on. You're hiding it a little bit.
Well,
but
I just don't want it to get worse before California's, because I need some more TikTok ideas.
You just got to 1,000?
Yes.
So promote your account right now so people can go follow you.
All right, pull it up. I forget the name of it. A Jensen 99, baby.
So just Jensen 99.
A Jensen 99.
A Jensen 99 on TikTok.
Yep.
Is that where you're pushing people? You do an Instagram or anything?
I do. I think it's just Alexis Jensen on Instagram.
All right.
I'm not very good at social media accounts. I just post.
But you're kind of documenting the freshman season.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something that you just thought of, you wanted to do? Why did you want to do that?
I just wanted someone to, like, you gotta have a little laugh every once in a while. And I thought, hey, I'm not posting very serious content on there. Like, I got sunburned tan lines. I celebrated 1,000 by smashing a cake in my face. So I just want to have someone, like, I love it when people smile. Because, you know, you can't take everything serious all the time.
I've been told you have a huge personality. I think we're seeing a little bit of that. How important is that for you? Because, I mean, it can be a lot of pressure pitching for a top 10 team against the number one team in the nation. And you got a lot of things on your shoulders. But do you feel like that is what has allowed for you to maybe manage some of the pressure that comes along with the job of a freshman pitcher is how you are wired and your personality?
I feel like I've always been joyful, like, I've always been a little outgoing, joyful person. So just having joy in little things, like, yes, it's not always going to go my way. Yes, I'm not always going to have a great, joyful day. But, you know, you just got to have fun and just be you no matter what.
I love it. Well, you've still got a little ways, but there's a lot of excitement about this Husker softball team. What's it been like just seeing the reaction on social media, first of all, to this team and what you guys have done here to start the season?
It's been amazing, you know? And it's not like we're going out there and faking happiness. We're going out there, we're just, like, genuinely happy. Like, even if we were 0-10, which we're not, I would still be very happy to be on this team because they appreciate every single thing that you do. And, like, you're having a rough day, someone's going to pick you up. Someone's going to be right there and helping you up. It's just so much fun to be out there.
So I got to imagine then you guys are pretty excited to be home in front of Bullen Stadium. It's coming up, that first weekend in March. How fired up are you to be in front of Husker Nation for the first time?
Oh, I can't wait. Even though we can still hear Husker Nation out there when we're out in the tournaments.
Yeah, you guys have had a lot of fans.
They're traveling. I'm like, ooh, wow. I hear a lot of Husker fans out there.
But when you're all, it's all red out here.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be screaming my butt off. I'm like, yeah!
You might hit, what, 75?
Oh, dude, I don't know. Maybe 67, you know? I haven't hit the 70s in a while, but I've hit the 67s, you know? I can do that.
You've off to a great start. How do you go about approaching just kind of what you want to accomplish each time you're out in the circle for this team?
It's kind of just like help. What is my role that day for the team? Like, I'm not going to strike out 30 people in a game. You got to.
Sometimes you might. We've seen you.
That'd be a very, that'd be a 10 inning game right there. It's kind of just, how can I help the team today? Like, get a ground out to Ava, get a ground out to somebody, get a fly out. Just how can I help the team, and what is my role for the day? Because everyone has their roles, and everyone's roles is important. And, you know, you just got to find your role for the day and just figure out how you can help the team that day.
I love that. I love that. How about this coaching staff, Coach Ravel, and just kind of getting to know them and working with them day in and day out?
Oh, I love them. They're so much energy every day, and you can genuinely tell they love coming every day just to see us. Like, they're always happy. They're always ready to attack the day, and I just love every single one of them.
You know, just for this team, too, and the expectations, how do you guys manage that? And with each week and what this team wants to accomplish, how do you guys go about every single week and I guess attacking each weekend mm-hmm. with what is ahead and what you guys want to achieve this year?
Well, our motto at the moment is one pitch at a time, because you can't get ahead one pitch. As I've learned recently, you can't get ahead one pitch, because then the one pitch that you aren't fully locked in on can be like a home run or a double or something. But just being present in every pitch and like using your role in every single pitch and just finding a way to win every single pitch.
Oh, great stuff. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, watching you already, and then now getting to chat with you. And I know we'll have many more interviews to come.
Oh, I can't wait.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Again, the freshman pitcher for Husker softball, Alexis Jensen, here with us on a Husker Women's Wednesday powered by Emeritus. Emeritus is proud to power this podcast and all of Husker Women's Sports. Thanks for listening and watching.